Leaders of the PGA Tour should be ashamed of their hypocrisy and greed in agreeing a deal with Saudi-backed LIV Golf, according to a group representing relatives of victims of 9/11. Terry Strada is the national chair of 9/11 Families United. Her husband Tom died in the North Tower of the World Trade Center during the terrorist attacks of September 11th. Terry, thank you indeed for talking to us this morning. Your initial reaction, first off, when news broke of this merger, this golf merger on Tuesday?
I was shocked. I had no idea that this was ever anything that could possibly happen. And I thought to myself, oh my God, the Saudis have infiltrated the professional golf just like they infiltrated our airspace on September 11th. And murdered, you know, nearly 3,000 Americans on American soil. I was just hugely, you know, upset by it and shocked.
Just before we get into the golf side of things, just to remind our listeners from your perspective, your issue with Saudi Arabia in relation to the 9/11 attacks.
Right. So, after the September 11th attacks, you know, the family members had questions, you know, who, why, and how did this happen? And we hired lawyers and investigators. And everything that came back almost 90% of the time, you know, all roads led to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. But more importantly, our own government, our own U.S. intelligence agencies held a secret 10-year investigation into the Saudis that we didn't knew nothing about. This came after the 9/11 Commission was published. And out of that investigation, we've learned the very strong connections between the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and the 19 hijackers, and that the Kingdom had sent over at least 12 Saudi agents to the United States, and they were working in the Ministry of Islamic Affairs in the Saudi Arabian embassy in Washington, D.C., and they were carrying out an anti-American pro-jihadist program. And within that program were handlers that were met the hijackers out, the first arriving hijackers out in California, and gave them everything they needed, their housing, their flying lessons, car rentals, and gave them the logistical and the financial support that they needed to carry out the murder of our loved ones. So we have filed a lawsuit with the Kingdom, and we are trying to hold them accountable in a court of law in Lower Manhattan, New York. And we believe that they need to be held accountable and that we deserve the justice for the murder of our loved ones. So that is our you know, stance with the Kingdom. They are responsible for 9/11.
I should point out that the Saudi Arabian government would obviously deny that they had any involvement whatsoever in the 9/11 attacks. That's what they would say in response to that.
Yes, absolutely. They deny it all the time. And up until we had this executive order from President Biden in September of 2021, the evidence wasn't there. And once this executive order was enacted and our intelligence agencies did a comprehensive declassification review and started releasing thousands of pages, the evidence is there. And they can no longer deny it. I mean, they do, but not based on any truths. And our government has not been, our administration has not been strong in holding them accountable, but the 9/11 families are. And you know, if they had nothing to hide and if they weren't guilty, you know, why did they fight us so very hard for years just to get them into the courtroom? You know, they never said, let's go. We've got nothing to hide. No, they fought us vehemently about getting them into the courtroom. And now they're doing all of these underhanded things like LIV Golf and trying to sports wash their reputation.
So obviously, when you heard the news that there was going to be this link up between the PGA Tour and LIV Golf, that must have been a hammer blow for you.
It was. It was a gut punch. Absolutely. You know, it was bad enough that LIV was created and that they poached players from the PGA and that they tried to, you know, they really did try to harm the PGA by fractioning it And then they sued the PGA. And from the beginning, Commissioner Jay Monahan seemed to agree with us and was kind of was putting out the same messaging, you know, that they had a responsibility to the 9/11 community for their culpability in 9/11. And he used our pain and our suffering and our stories to criticize Liv. And, you know, the last thing I ever could have imagined was that the PGA, you know, a long time honored organization, you know, with golf that holds a lot of prestige, would ever cave and allow the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia to own them.
How do you feel towards Commissioner Jay Monahan? Because you pointed out some of the comments he made. He also said nobody in the PGA Tour had to apologize to the families of 9/11. How do you feel towards him now?
I'm just appalled. I'm very disappointed. I think what he's done is unforgivable. He's betrayed us. He's betrayed our trust. He's betrayed our quest for justice by allowing the kingdom now, by giving the kingdom now a larger platform to sportswash. You know, all of this is in an effort for the kingdom to gain legitimacy, and they are throwing billions of dollars at golf. And if they did it at LIV, you know, we could kind of put our hand up and say, well, okay, that's LIV, you know, that's not the PGA. But now that he's allowed the PGA to merge with them, and he's giving them this larger platform, he's giving the Saudis exactly what they want, which is to try to get the American people and the world to forget how they used to spend their billions. Because prior to 9/11, they used to spend billions on terrorism, Al-Qaeda, you know, financing 9/11. And those are all things that we're not going to forget, as long as the kingdom still denies that they were ever involved.
I don't know if you had a chance, Terry, to hear Rory McIlroy's comments today. He dismissed any sense of imminent peace in golf. He said golfers who were had irreparably harmed the PGA Tour will not breeze back into the same domain without penalty. He also, I suppose, sort of backed Jay Monahan up to a point as well, and said, look, ultimately the future of the PGA Tour would be brighter on account of the deal with PIF. But he did say individual players would have to face consequences. What did you make over all of his comments?
Yes, I did. I watched him. I love Rory. I love, you know, how he stood loyal to the PGA, and I love his commitment to golf and the principles that he stands on. You know, he's just a wonderful human being, and he did the right thing when he turned down the large amount of money to betray the PGA, which has now turned around and betrayed him. And I heard the comments about, you know, there's going to be a penalty, or there should be penalties for these players. I don't know what that means. Some people have said they should have to put some money into a pot and it should be divided. I don't understand how they're going to penalize them, but I do understand how he kind of says, you know, that Jay is doing this to make golf better, because he doesn't have a choice. Because once you fall under the umbrella of the kingdom, you are not allowed to criticize them. So he can't say anything now against the kingdom, because he is employed by them. And that is something he did not want. And I feel very badly for him that a man with that type of principle is now being forced to spew the Saudi talking points. I wish a reporter would follow up, and not so much with Rory, but with the LIV defectors, when they have always said this is to grow the game of golf. What does that mean exactly? Because nobody has ever explained it. The PGA was fine. The PGA had funding. The PGA had TV contracts. The PGA had the best golfers. There was nothing wrong with the PGA prior to LIV Golf. Then they came and they poached their players and they fractioned it. And now these players, and then they sued the PGA, which means discovery was going to come about soon in the lawsuit. And I don't know what secrets Jay Monahan wants to keep buried, but there's something there because he struck this deal and the lawsuit's ended. But what does that mean about growing the game of golf? Who can really explain that? And when they say now we're better together, you were together a year ago. You know, you're the ones that tore it apart. And now you want to take a victory lap because you're all back together again.
Final
so
question.
I just feel very, I feel very badly for Rory and some of the other players that turned down the money and now have to stomach, you know, these traitors coming back.
Final question, Terry, is this the end of the road as far as you're concerned? Is it a done deal, do you think?
Well, I don't think it is from what I'm reading. I'm not privy to what's happening, but from what I understand, the players, this is an organization that does have to take some of what the players want into consideration. So I don't know exactly how it's all going to unfold, but I do know that PIF is in charge and they sold the PGA to the kingdom. And that is not good for, you know, the 9/11 community. It's not good for the American people. It's not good for anybody because they're just giving the kingdom what they want, a larger platform to sports wash, you know, their crimes against humanity.
Terry Strada, National Chair of 9/11's Families United. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.